Jim and Marjorie, now.
It is 7:45 in the morning, 37 degrees going up to a lovely, sunny 50 degrees. We're joined as we are every Friday morning at 7:45 with a guy who knows everything about the Greater Boston weekend. That would be Carl, not from Greater Boston, but from New Hampshire. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, thanks for having me on the Marjorie Egan Show.
Yeah, wasn't that nice?
By the way, for those who don't know, the Boston Herald, we're going to take this up with Pat Purcell, the publisher and owner, at 9:20 when he joins us. There's this ridiculous article in the paper today on page 5, full page, about Governor Patrick, and it refers to his appearance on the Marjorie Egan radio show on 96.9, Carl.
They got it just right, Carl.
It's about time. Listen to this for the weekend. Piccadilly Circus.
No.
I'm not kidding.
Where is that and what is it?
It's at the Songa Center tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon, Lowell, Mass.
Yeah.
Well, listen, everyone knows the Piccadilly Circus. Been traveling the country for over 25 years.
More than a quarter of a century.
Named Circus now features some new acts like Elephant Extravaganza, Jim.
Wow.
Yeah, that title usually is reserved for the buffet table on cruise ships. And also, listen to this. And this is such a coincidence. Katunga, the giant jungle monster.
Wow.
And do you know that's the same name I demanded to be addressed as on my honeymoon? It's such a coincidence.
Now, this
is the giant jungle monster. What is actually
a Piccadilly? So you don't know, I assume. What is the Piccadilly Circus?
Just do me a favor. Write down Piccadilly on a piece of paper, hold it up to a mirror, and then call me after the show.
Okay, so that's at 1:30 tomorrow. The Songa Center. Lowell, Mass. Is a great place, by the way. Okay, what else you got?
All right, when you hear these three words, tell me who or what you think of.
Okay.
Ball-handling wizardry.
I think of you. I've seen you do it.
Okay, I was going to say Monica Lewinsky, but actually, it's the Harlem Globetrotters.
I interviewed Chelsea Clinton last night, by the way, and she was fabulous. She'll be on NECN today or Monday. I loved her, but go ahead.
She's a smart young woman.
She was really impressive. She was great, but go ahead.
Another Stanford grad.
Harlem Globetrotters, and I got to tell you, I've seen these guys really a dozen times. It's a great family thing. They are the best and just totally amazing to watch. One of the Globetrotters actually picked up one of my boys once.
Is that true? And spun him around?
Yeah, it was. It got on the front page of the paper there. Picked him up and spun him over his head like he was a pretzel. It was unbelievable.
By the way, in the spirit of fairness, I should say Chelsea Clinton was speaking at the 100th anniversary of the Girl Scouts, the Eastern Massachusetts tribute last night, so they should get a little credit for that.
Okay, so the Harlem Globetrotter.
By the way, has there ever been a white? Someone asked me this the other day. Has there been a white Harlem Globetrotter? Honestly, I'm told there was maybe one. Is that true?
Oh, come on.
Okay.
I think they're at,
really? Whatever. If anybody knows, email us to the Marjorie
Harlem's
Show.
Harlem's getting pretty gentrified, though.
No, I know, but that's not the point. I mean, it's whatever. Okay, what else you got?
I'll tell you what I got, and I know this guy is coming in, too. Great comic, Ralphie May.
He's on the quiz.
Yeah, isn't it great? Former last comic standing, and he's coming to Boston on the heels of this great Comedy Central hit, Too Big to Ignore. Kind of like Jim's ego, huh, Marjorie?
That's a good one.
Yeah, you don't know the half of it, Carl, believe me.
No, believe me, he does know the half of it. No, you do, Carl.
Yeah, I know like three quarters of it.
Which is, I think that's more than half for the most part.
Which is pretty damn big.
Too big to ignore. I wish I had a nickel for every time I've heard that. Hey, next to normal, that's tonight at the Robert Studio Theater.
Stop right there. Whenever Carl does something like at the Robert Studio Theater and leaves it there, let me ask the question, Marjorie, I want you to be part of this. In what city is the Roberts? I'm willing to bet you $546 million. He has no idea. What city is the Roberts Studio Theater in, Carl?
It's in Roberts, Massachusetts, you know. What do you think it is?
He has no idea. Okay, if someone can find the Roberts Studio Theater, what's going on there, please?
Next to Normal is a heartbreaking play about a woman plagued by the seesaw of mental illness.
I shouldn't have made a joke.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't have. But did you ever ride a seesaw with a psychopath?
No.
It's not a lot of fun, you know. They push, Either don't push it off, or they push way too hard, and you go flying off the other end. So
that's seesaw. You have to be careful on the seesaw. That looks like an uplifting.
Thank you. Actually, can I tell you something? In all seriousness, I know this won't be shocking. No one would ever. I was so large. No one would ever go on a seesaw with me.
Well, you heard the terrible story.
Because their end would never.
No, we all heard the story about how Jim got on the seesaw with these three kids, and Jim was on the bottom, and he wouldn't get up, and the three kids had to be rescued by the fire department in Philadelphia. That was one of the worst stories of all. He made them stay up there like they were suspended like 15 feet in the air for like a half an hour.
Oh, excuse me, Carl. There are a ton of emails. There are a lot of emails to the Marjorie Show asking, I must have missed it, the Roberts Studio Theater is where again, please?
In Roberts, Massachusetts.
Roberts,
actually, okay, we have all the links on the blog so people can look it up. We do have a website. We have no location.
Everything is right up there. Hey, listen to this. The Town Fair Tire World of Wheels. That's this afternoon, 3 to 10 p.m., Seaport World Trade Center. Really great exhibition of hundreds of the best hot rods, custom cars, and motorcycles from all over the country. So that's a pretty cool thing. And listen to this.
Before you go ahead for a second, Roberts, Massachusetts, as we all well know, is located at 539 Tremont Street in Boston. Is that where you meant? You meant the Roberts neighborhood of Boston. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, now I remember, right? It's on Tremont Street.
Tremont.
I thought it was Tremont.
It's Tremont. Okay, the Town Fair Tire, did you finish that? What is that?
World of Wheels. That's a big hot rod custom car show at Seaport World Trade Center.
But isn't that like a New Hampshire? That's like a New Hampshire time.
I knew you'd immediately have to make fun of people that like cars. Aren't you representing a big car dealer?
From your home state, Peter's Auto, one of the greatest car dealers literally I've ever visited. I don't think they're selling, like, what are these things called? Big wheels or whatever they are? Hot wheels? Large wheels?
Yeah, you know, they're custom cars, antique cars, classic cars, motorcycles.
Okay, fine.
Right in your wheelhouse. Hey, listen.
Now, is World of Wheels in Roberts, Massachusetts, or where is that?
No, Town Fair Tire.
Okay.
World of Wheels. It's at the Seaport World Trade Center.
Okay, fine. What else?
In Boston.
Fine.
Spring Fling Firefighters Masquerade Ball. This is tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Support your local firefighters. Sheridan Boston Hotel. Now, listen to the words they use in their promo.
We're ready.
This is not me. Mingling, mystique, masks, mature fun.
What?
I mean, what? Is this a porn production?
What?
You know, you want to be here if you don't wake up Sunday morning with a chimney fire, if you got my drift.
Wow.
Don't ask Marjorie.
Firefighters. Well, everyone loves firefighters for many reasons.
This sounds like a chance to live out your firefighter fantasy over there at the Sheridan Boston
What are the words
Hotel.
Again? Can you read those one more time for those?
They're words. Mingling, mystique, masks, and mature fun.
Wow, I'm into that.
Hubba hubba.
You know, by the way, speaking of that, I'm going to get this slightly wrong, but you know, Carl, and obviously listeners do, our favorite blogging satirist is Andy Borowitz, and he wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago about Newt Gingrich, and I'm going to get this slightly wrong, but it's close enough, because you mentioned one of the words is mingling mystique, he said, and in the thing he says, and of course, Newt met his wife, Callista, on a singles website, NaziMingle.com, which...
God.
Thank you. I appreciate your participation. And now, Carl, are you appearing, if you're not offering it up, I would assume you're appearing absolutely nowhere this weekend. Is that a safe assumption?
Yeah, I am off this weekend. I'm spending the whole weekend at a retreat for restless leg syndrome sufferers. I do that every year.
That's beautiful.
And, I'll talk to you next week about my stuff next weekend.
But by the way, Carl, in all seriousness, because he does not want to, he is headlining both tonight and tomorrow night at the Roberts Theater in Roberts, Massachusetts. What time are you on tonight?
Yeah, I'll be there by 8 o'clock if you can, because Roberts is kind of a long drive. So I'll be headlining in Roberts, Mass.
Carl.
Thank you very much,
It's been a real
Carl.
Joy for all of us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on your show, Marjorie.
Oh, you're very, very welcome, Carl. Anytime on the Marjorie Radio Show. We're really killing it at the Marjorie Radio Show.
Hey, Carl, thanks.
Carl.
Yeah, but before we move along, I just want to say, if people just tuned in, the reason we're discussing this, and we are going to bring up Pat Purcell, the publisher and owner of the Herald, is going to be with us at 9:20. They just moved to new digs. It was a big opening yesterday.
Big swank party, Jim.
So I heard. Now,
Jim wasn't there.
Okay, fine. Now, here's the line from the Herald today. The big story, something we said, Governor, Duvall attacks Herald for making sure you're angry. I think the Herald Herald is in the business of making sure you're angry, Patrick said yesterday amid a freewheeling discussion of state pensions, paychecks, and EBT cards during his monthly appearance on
Marjorie Egan's
radio show.
Wow.
You know, it's funny. I can't believe you had him on and we had him on too. He did two things yesterday morning. It's amazing how busy the guy is.
You missed that too, Jim. You missed the swank party.
Okay, fine.
Carl from New Hampshire, thank you very much. He's with us every Friday at 7:45.